Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Masechta Basra. We are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. So says the Mishnah. Mida b'chavlani mochalach. If a guy says, I'm selling you a base car, measured precisely. Hein chaser, hein yaser. A little bit less or a little bit more. Meaning he said both. He said exactly, and then he said, give or take. So bitel hein chaser, hein yaser. Mida b'cheva. When he said give or take, then you could ignore the fact that he said it's going to be measured precisely. We go with the last thing he said. If he said give or take, and then he says measure precisely, again we go with the last thing that he said. Divrei ben nanas. That is the shita of ben nanas, that whenever a person says astiru minei ubei, we're always tfos lashon achron. We always take the last thing that he said. If he says I'm selling you this pace car of afar, and he marks it off where the boundaries are, pachus mishtos higiu. So if the field as marked by those boundaries is off by less than a sixth from being a base core, so then the sale is binding, and you don't get to ask for any money back or get and demand any extra money because you told them exactly what the boundaries are. Achsus yinaka. But if the field was missing more than a sixth, then you can deduct the amount from the price. So if it was, and that goes in both directions, more than a sixth off. By giving the seller extra, by giving the buyer extra, giving the buyer less. Mishnah Dalet. If a guy says I'm selling you half of the field, but he doesn't say which half of the field, so we divide between them, meaning through an assessment of the value of each half of the field. Meaning we don't divide it based on space; we divide it based on value. So if there's a higher quality area of the field, you get a smaller portion of that higher quality of the field. If he says I'm selling you the southern half of this field, we still divide it based on value, but he gets half of the value of the field, you know, along the southern part of the field. It's not necessarily 50% of the space of the field. It might be 45% of the space of the field, but it's half of the value of the field, and on the southern side. Hageder, the buyer is going to provide the space where they're going to put the fence in between the two properties. Charitz uven charitz, a big trench that's dug outside of the fence and a small trench that's dug between the trench and the fence. So that's also something that he has to provide. Meaning you build these trenches so that animals can't get through. The kamuhu charitz, how much is needed for a charitz? Shisha tvachim, you need six tvachim uben charitz. And the smaller trench, how much? Shlosha, that needs to be three tvachim. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel, we had said that if someone uses two lashonos that contradict each other, so Ben Nana says he always tfos lashon achron, you go with the last lashon, and if he identifies these specific borders of the field and it's off by less than a sixth of being a base core, so the sale is binding, but if it's a sixth or more, so then you could change the purchase price. And then in Mishnah Dal we said that if a guy says I'm selling you half of my field, he doesn't mean half the space of the field, he means half the value of the field. Even if he says the southern half of the field, he means half the value on the southern side of the field. And the person who is buying it is the one that has to provide the space to build the fence, the charitz, and the ben charitz. And the Mishnah quantifies how large a charitz and a ben charitz, how large the two types of trenches are. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the eighth parak of Masechta Basra.